Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No DA, back with you. Final half hour or so of the summer, almost done here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio. The morning after the Warriors win and the Celtics do not in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. We've been talking about it all morning long. And now for an actual expert opinion, we welcome in the one and only Justin Termini, SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's the better half of their afternoon show with Eddie Johnson. Unfortunately, JT knows me. Pat Boyle's alongside. Mr. Termini, how are we today?
I'm not good, Bogus, because usually I get up around 8 o'clock local time out here in L.A., but you were pestering me all day yesterday, the day after the NBA Finals concluded, and I was up late to get up early to join the show, so I'm a little fatigued.
Yeah, and you know what? Accidentally, it worked out for me because your Celtics, if you can put away your journalism hat for a second, your Celtics lost last night, so I'm assuming you're in an even worse mood today.
Hey, it's not that bad because, you know, the one thing that when you're, like, covering them, I don't let the, I covered the sport really impact me too much, you know, because I grew up as a Celtic fan, so I'll still root for them. But if they're going to lose to somebody, I mean, Golden State is probably the best organization to deal with, because if you're talking about the stars, Curry and Clay and Draymond and Steve Kerr and Bob Myers, who's in their front office, are the best organization to deal with is like superstars. A lot of times you get these guys that got massive egos. They won't talk to you. Or they'll be very curt with you. These guys are awesome. So very easy group to root for.
Hey, Justin, Pat Boyle here. So just obviously the big story is Curry finally gets the finals MVP. He was brilliant in a series where Klay Thompson struggled in the first couple of games to even get going. Draymond was all over the place. Jordan Poole had some moments of brilliance, and Wiggins came on late, but he wasn't a big factor in the beginning. This, I think, was the most special NBA Finals for Steph Curry. We obviously saw it with the emotion he poured out after the game. Where do we move the goalposts now? If there's any criticism ever to be had of Steph Curry, is it all been wiped off the board after a performance like we just saw from Steph here in this Finals?
Yeah, I think the only way that you offer up criticism is when people, like, just over it, right? So if somebody wants to go, like, he's the greatest of all time, or he's, like, a third best player of all time, then you got to, like, you know, Andre Iguodala saying that he's the best point guard of all time, you got to go, like, all right, well, Magic Johnson, right? And then you got to create the argument for the other side and go, well, he's not Magic because of this. But outside of that, no, there should be no criticism. And I thought it was stupid with the finals MVP stuff anyway, because I thought the media got it wrong, and I said it right at the time. It's not something I've said, like, 5-6 years later. Said it the day after. He should have won the finals MVP in 2015. But there's really no way that you can criticize him right now. I mean, the guy is one of the all-time greats, and he's by, you know, to me, he's the second best point guard of all time, which is saying a lot because you do have guys like Oscar Robertson. You've got guys like Isaiah Thomas. But no, I think he's the second best point guard of all time behind only Magic right now.
Justin, go back to your first point about the Warriors and just being the best to deal with, the best guys. How much that actually play into them and their success on the floor, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, and I'm assuming that it has something to do with it because, like, for example, Steph Curry, if he had an ego, do you think that he's accepting Kevin Durant there? Like, for years, he's got Durant. He's playing second fiddle. He's allowing people to go. That's the reason they're winning. You know, Durant's the best player on the floor, all that type of stuff. And I think that's one of the great accomplishments of Curry's career, even more so than maybe, you know, his actual talent. Because most superstars, like, Jordan wants to win. Do you think Jordan wants to be the second? You know, he wants to be the reason they win, though. There's a little bit of a difference with that. Look at Kobe. Kobe could have continued winning championships with Shaquille O'Neal. They broke that team up because Kobe's like, nah, winning's not good enough. I have to win as the guy. That probably cost the Lakers a couple of the championships. So I think he's got to get a ton of credit for that in accepting Kevin Durant in there and playing second fiddle. And now he's got that off his back as well because he's come back and he's won a championship without Durant.
Justin Termini here from SiriusXM NBA Radio with us. Boyle and Bogus in for DA today. Justin, now we look at the flip side, the Celtics, a team that was up 2-1. A lot of people were saying they're going to win. This is their shot. This is Tatum and Brown's moment finally, and then they sunk. And especially Jason Tatum sunk, and he shrunk in some of the biggest moments, the fourth quarters in almost every game this series, especially last night. He was almost invisible in the second half in that game. You know, your thoughts on Jason Tatum going forward now with so much to now prove on top of this going into next season. Where do we kind of view Jason Tatum here in the realm of superstars?
Yeah, well, he's not a superstar, but there's just a huge gap between, say, like maybe the best player in the league and like the top two or three. And that's where Tatum probably is. All right, you want to say Tatum's like a sixth, seventh, eighth best player in the sport? I wouldn't fight back on that. I mean, he finished sixth in MVP voting. He was first team All-NBA. I put him first team All-NBA with my votes, but there's a significant difference between him and Giannis, him and, you know, Steph Curry, him and, you know, I guess I wouldn't say Kevin Durant because he outplayed him in the first round, but he's still got a ways to go. You know, and his performance was just brutal in the finals. And he gradually got worse from series to series. I don't know if that's injury. I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know if it's not being able to handle the moment or the better competition. But I did see a stat yesterday that I just want to give you in regards to, and then I researched it as I went further. This guy is 24 years of age. He's now played in 74 playoff games, okay? 74 playoff games. That's more than Chris Mullin his entire career. It's more than Allen Iverson in his entire career. It's like 20 more than George Gervin. It's 20, you know, more games than Dominique Wilkins ever played in the postseason. So, one, that's, you know, a tribute to him being on very good teams put together by Danny Ainge. But then secondly, that's on him because he's been the best player on a lot of those teams. So again, he's only 24. I don't even feel like we started criticizing LeBron at the age of 24. I felt like that was 26 when he went over to Miami, maybe 25 his last year in Cleveland. So, and we shouldn't be comparing Jason Tatum to LeBron. He's not that good. So I don't think he should be getting too much criticism right now, even though we can say one of the main reasons they lost the series is because he didn't step up as their best player.
Yeah, that's kind of where we started our Celtics conversation, Justin, today, was that it seems in the NBA more than other places, there is a progression. You're supposed to lose before you win. So, and that's kind of where I landed on that this is the beginning of the Celtics, this group of Celtics with these younger guys in the lead, learning how to do this. Boyle thinks more that they just got hot at the right time and they're more flash in the pan. So do you think that this was way too much to expect from the Celtics moving forward, or can they continue to build on this and keep this somewhere, this trajectory going forward?
Listen, they probably should have lost in the second round if it wasn't for Chris Middleton being hurt. So I agree with that aspect of it, but I also agree, you know, I disagree in that I do think they were like the second best team. And I do look at the ages, 25 for Jaylen Brown, 24 for Jason Tatum. You know, Robert Williams is 23. And by the way, he was awesome during the playoff run, especially with the knee. You know, Grant Williams didn't really contribute here, but he's still a 23-year-old kid. And he contributed earlier on in the postseason. Derek White is still young, even though he looked overwhelmed. Marcus Smart's only 28. The concern is Al Horford, right, at the age of 36. They're never going to get this out of him again. It depends on how they replace that salary spot in regards to, like, the step forward. So I kind of agree with a little bit with both of you. Here's what I'd say. I'd be more comfortable if this was 1985 or 1995. And this was, you know, what we saw out of the Celtics, because then we would say, all right, well, this group's going to be together for a long time. The concerning part here is you almost have to do it right away, because if not, you know, Jason Tatum in 2 years, I want to take the easy way out. I'm going to jump to a different organization. Jaylen Brown, the same thing. So they're not necessarily like stuck where they are and they're not going to stick it through. It could be a situation, hey, you missed out on your opportunity here. In 2 years, you're going to try for an easier avenue and it's not going to be together in Boston. So that's where I would be concerned. So it's not too late for, you know, Tatum still got plenty of time. Jaylen Brown as well, but they have plenty of time together with the Celtics is I guess, the concern I would have.
Justin Termini here on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Justin, I got one more for you. And, at the end of the day, look, Boston fans should have something to look forward to. I do think the one thing that could unlock this team next year, you hit on it, he was fantastic in this series, playing through an injury, is if Robert Williams can add a scoring element to his game, he can become one of the best big men in the NBA, and that is what could get this team an NBA title. I think he is right on the doorstep of knocking on Rudy Gobert's door as the best shot blocker in the NBA. What are your expectations for Robert Williams next year? And do you agree with me? Do you think he could be the key piece to getting this team a championship?
Well, I agree that it could be a key piece to doing it. And yeah, I mean, what he did with a bad knee was unreal. Because I'm going, like, if that's what the guy looks like when he's got a bad knee, I can't imagine what he looks like when he's got a good knee. Because I'm not sure I've seen a better athlete in regards to, like, getting out and blocking three-point shots. Last night, he honestly looked like Bill Russell. I think he had 5 blocks. It probably should have been 6 because I think there was a situation where they called a foul.
Yeah, on
Poole.
Play
that Jordan Poole, and that should have not been the case. So, yeah, I mean, he clearly you would think he's only going to get better if his legs last and his knees hold up. I think what they kind of really need is, and I love Marcus Smart. He might be my favorite player in the sport because I love the guys that work hard. I voted for him for Defensive Player of the Year this season. He actually won the award. Big fan of Marcus Smart. And I'm not saying he needs to go. What I'm saying is need like a point guard that can kind of set up the offense and get him easy shots and help them protect the basketball. Because the biggest detriment to this team, like you'd say Tatum didn't play well, and that's true. Their biggest detriment was the fact that, they just could not protect the basketball. The turnovers were just one of the worst turnover teams I've ever seen get this deep in the postseason.
JT, real quick, last one. Better dynasty since Jordan's Bulls, the Spurs or these Warriors?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely the more exciting one is Golden State. If you want to say like at their apex, I think arguably that 2017 team might be the greatest team of all time, along with like the 72 Lakers, the 86 Celtics, the 96 Bulls. So just because the peak was higher for Golden State, I'll have to go Golden State.
All right, man. We love you. Go back to bed. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot, fellas. Talk to you later.
Justin Termini, SiriusXM NBA Radio. Check him out weekday afternoons with Eddie Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.